Honorable Shalo, you are the founding father of MDC and the senior member. What's your take on the current situation?
Well, it's said that we are in this situation when we should be in pole position to be determining who should be in government come 2018. But it's very sad that we allowed a lot of these newcomers to come in, and not only come in, but also to have a sway in what is happening in the main party itself. It's very sad, and we didn't expect this to happen. We expected that mature reasoning was going to take the day in whatever discussions or whatever directions the party was going to be thrust into.
What do you think is the problem which is actually causing all this chaos?
Well, the problem is opportunist. You know, the party is a lot of opportunist, and the person who is heading that is Thokozani Khupe. She's just directionless. All what she cares for is to build up her sort of an empire for herself, and only her interests are what is important, and it's very unfortunate.
What does the president of MDC, Tsvangirai, say about the chaotic situation?
Well, I already know what is going through his mind, but I'm sure it's now in the open that, you know, the person who runs the party is Thokozani Khupe.
Mm-hmm. But as a founding member, if you tried to approach President Tsvangirai?
Well, everything has been tried. Mm-hmm. Everything possible has been tried, but it was to no avail, because reason does not seem to take the day in MDC.
Mm-hmm. Now, given the opinion that the results of the courts, what are you going to do?
Well, the whatever decisions the courts make up stay. Mm-hmm. You know, courts are above everybody. Yeah, so whatever the courts are going to say is what we are going to live with.
Given the option that you win the case, are you going to be freely going back to whatever your position?
Well. When the court says, one thing people should know is that this court process is not an individual process. It's a process which is which people are behind. You know, the majority of people in MDC in Bulawayo support this court process, and whenever there was any decision which had to be made, I had to go back to the people and ask them what direction or which way we needed to go, and they have been directing me correctly, and this is where we are at the moment.
Given the position that you go back to your position, how are you going to work with the opportunists who are trying to push you out?
Well, the opportunists have nothing to offer other than to suck the energy of the people, the activists themselves, because you have people who build the party, and there are people who ride on what has been created by others. Mm-hmm. So they will automatically fall away.
Mm-hmm. So as a founding father, what are you going to tell the supporters of the party and the nation in general about the situation in brief?
Well, what I think is happening, or what will happen, is that the forces that are in the right eventually will conquer, and I'm sure most of the people in Bulawayo know this fight, and I'm surprised that even people who are not interested in politics, they certainly have an interest, and they support us tremendously.
Oh, thank you.
So they will just oust him. You see.
Yeah, he will be just kicked out.
Yeah.
It's like
he will be the person who will be